This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Over the next few weeks, we will see many pundits and politicians blaming the president and his administration for the virus crisis. But before we start assigning any blame in the U.S., we need to go back to the country of origin. China and the World Health Organization should be held accountable for this pandemic. When the first Chinese citizens became sick, doctors tried to connect the dots of these cases and found they went back to the Hunan market. One of the first doctors to alert Chinese authorities was criticized for spreading rumors. Another had to write a self-criticism letter. Other medical personnel simply vanished. Even after the Chinese president ordered officials to control the outbreak, authorities kept denying that it could be spread between humans. That is why they even went ahead with the Chinese Lunar New Year celebrations that spread the virus even further. By the time China implemented the largest quarantine in history, the damage had been done. The cities Hunan and others in the province were overwhelmed. The director of the World Health Organization is probably someone you have never heard of. His name is Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus. Two authors in an article in The Hill accuse him of turning a blind eye to what was happening in China and helping downplay its severity. Even worse, while he was praising China for its transparency, medical personnel who tried to tell the truth were being detained or simply disappeared. And if you assumed that the director of the World Health Organization would have to be a doctor, you would be wrong. He is not only not trained as a medical doctor, but has no global health management experience. The leaders of China and the World Health Organization deserve blame for this pandemic and should be held accountable. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
Take Kirby and the Point of View team with you on the go with the Point of View app. Search for Point of View Radio at the Apple or Google Play stores.